Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. As Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigns in Reno, Nevada today, Republican Donald Trump touched down in Manchester, New Hampshire.
The real divide in this election is not between left and right, but between everyday working people and a corrupt political establishment that works only for itself.
Joining us to talk about Trump's visit to New Hampshire today is New Hampshire Public Radio reporter Emily Corwin, who was at the event. Welcome, Emily.
Hi there.
So give us a sense of the scene. Who was at this event? What was the tone like, would you say?
You know, it was crowded, not packed. There were a lot of people, a lot of white people, middle age mostly, although I did meet like maybe a 14-year-old who was very excited about Trump. But, you know, there were some women, more men, and the tone, there was a lot of shouting, there was a lot of chanting, a lot of excitement. Even though many of the people I talked to did not support Trump in the primary, the crowd there just seemed pretty ecstatic.
And why is he visiting New Hampshire? This is the second time this month.
New Hampshire is a battleground state. He has a chance here. It went Democratic in the last 3 presidential general elections, but you know the way that the numbers go, I think he's here because he thinks he might be able to win it.
Right. But what we know, at least from the last WBUR poll that was conducted about 3 weeks ago, Hillary Clinton was ahead of Trump in New Hampshire by about 15 points. How does today's appearance sort of factor in with that? Do you think he realizes what the polls are saying about where he stands in New Hampshire?
Well, his talking points have changed a lot, and I think today is a really good indication of that, a really good example of that. It seems like, you know, you can just hear in his speech, if you've been following him, like somebody has sat him down and told him that he needs to change his tune, and he is changing his tune. And, you know, I wondered, listening to his comments about African Americans, about Hispanics, he was talking about them quite a bit today, and listening to people coming in who are saying, you know, well, I voted for Jeb Bush, or I wanted to vote for Jeb Bush in the primary, but now I'm here because Trump is the candidate, and I wonder if that's going to make a difference shoring up those moderate Republicans who were maybe on the fence about him previously.
Right. We certainly knew as well that there was a shift in the Trump campaign. The New York Times, of course, today reporting that Trump was deciding that he wasn't going to go off script quite as much, and his focus was going to be on attacking the integrity of Hillary Clinton. Is that essentially what happened today, would you say?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the first half of his speech was he did not veer for a moment from talking about Hillary Clinton and, you know, casting her as a criminal and just calling into question time and time again her integrity, her honesty, and her connections to Wall Street. He certainly seemed to be doing just that.
It was my understanding that he was suggested to temper his remarks, particularly about immigration. And the last visit to New Hampshire, he used some really strong words about building a wall and saying that that would actually help the opioid crisis, which is very bad in New Hampshire, as it is here in Massachusetts. Was that similar today, or did you notice a toning down?
I mean, I think you could really hear in his speech the toning down. He was sort of defending his reputation without, it's as if, you know, he's hoping people will forget the words he's used in the past and take what he's saying now as what he has been intending all along. And it's curious to see, you know, how much people will perceive him as authentic today. He said things, you know, like, I will never apologize for making it my priority to protect American citizens above every other single consideration. We will end illegal immigration and restore the constitutional rule of law. But he was saying that, you could tell, or it certainly seems that he was saying that as a way to temper what has, you know, previous statements that have, you know, frankly been racist.
All right. Emily Corwin, a reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. Thanks very much for being with us, Emily.
Okay. Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.